The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. All right, here we go. Coming down in three, in two, and in one. We kick off the Fishing and Outdoor Report each and every week by talking to our friend Gene Dellinger at DNS Bait and Tackle, of course, on the Madison chain. And Gene, I heard the same thing from all of our area fishermen about how great the ice has been. However, there are some of the bigger lakes that they've been talking about, a few heaves that have been causing some problems. Have you noticed that, maybe especially on Mendota?
Yeah, Mendota always is notorious for having some pretty good heaves that can cause difficulty as far as getting around them. You can usually generally get around them. But this year, the last few weeks with the wind we've been having, the windy conditions, although we have plenty of ice, it still makes that sheet move, you know, and when it moves, things start heaving up around the place, so we've had quite a bit of that.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that we also have heard, because of how much ice we've got and how, you know, the snow cooperated by staying away while we were making ice, that this ice fishing season has the potential of going substantially longer than the last couple of years.
Well, I would say that's true. You know, obviously it depends on the weather. If we get another one of these 50-degree spouts, bouts that last for a while, and we get some rain to go along with it, things can change fast. But if we continue with a traditional gradual warm-up, I don't see any reason why we won't be fishing through most of March, probably.
Yeah, that's fantastic news for everybody that really just has been jonesing for this season. Let's talk a little bit about what you have heard on the Madison chain. What are people catching?
Well, up on the north end of the chain up at Cherokee Marsh, there's a handful of guys, and I mean literally a handful of guys, that seem to put in a little bit of time up there, and they've been getting some decent bluegills at times. There's still quite a few smaller ones. There's a few pike up there generally on the mid-20 to mid-30-inch range, but the action's been fair, definitely not attracting a crowd. Out on Lake Mendota, there's still several guys chasing perch around the lake, and they're having varying degrees of success. Some guys are, you know, putting together a good number. Some guys are struggling to get much, but the smaller fish seem to be down low. The high fish are suspended up a little bit higher. Walleye guys seem to be struggling to get a legal fish here lately. Over on Lake Monona, I've been hearing a little bit of perch action over there, a little bit of bluegill action in Monona Bay. Not a lot, but some decent fish. And then down on the lower lakes, Wabisa, the perch bite seems to be a little bit slow. I do hear occasional walleye, and I hear a little bit of bluegill action around the lake, some nice-sized fish. I just don't hear a lot of it.
Yeah, that bottom line is the walleye's kind of a hit-and-miss thing, but you can always catch a lot of perch and crappies. At least that's what we've been hearing around our area. Bluegills, like you said, sometimes they're hitting, and other times they're not. For people that are going to be making the trek to the Madison chain of lakes, obviously your stop is a great place to go. Where do we find DNS?
We are up on the northeast side of town. We're at 1411 Northport Drive. They can call us on the phone if they need to at 608-241-4225, or they can check us out on Facebook, where we do a weekly fishing report at DNS Bait and Tackle.
Excellent. Gene, as always, I appreciate you taking our phone call. You make it a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
Well, we'll find out what's going on right now on Little Green as we head up to the landing. Todd is joining us this morning. We've certainly had weather all over the board lately, Todd, but that ice is so thick that I don't think that's being affected at all.
No, we haven't lost any ice at all. In fact, they're probably still gaining ice.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be gaining ice probably through March the way things look.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. What's the overall fishing been like this last week?
Getting a little better. You know, we had a little lull there with the crappies and even the walleyes a little bit, but I've been hearing guys catching walleyes at night, and the crappies have been pretty consistent.
That's what it's all about. What about bluegills or perch? Anybody catching any of those, or not many?
Not a whole lot. A few perch here and there, a few bluegills, but not a whole lot, though.
Are people, when people come on Little Green Lake, are they basically looking specifically for crappies?
This year they are, yeah. You know, in years past, it's been bluegills, there's been some perch, but this year it's mostly crappies.
Now, I know we've talked about this before, but typically when they stock on Little Green, what are they putting in?
You know, every year is a little different. This past year, we put $10,000 worth of fish in. We put 6,000 perch, 1,500 walleyes, and 100 northern pike.
Okay.
Now, in years past, it's been lots of crappies.
Sure.
So we just kind of pick whatever the fish we think is on a little downswing and bump it up.
Now, I know that those northern will eat just about anything.
Yep.
So I'm surprised that they haven't kind of like overtaken the population yet.
Well, we're not allowed. We're only allowed to put in 100 northern a year.
Okay.
So it's mostly a muskie lake. You know, we put in 500 to 1,000 muskies a year.
Wow.
So, you know, as far as the northern go, they're put in and then they're pretty much taken right back out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's amazing to me how that lake is not a, it's not a huge lake, but the muskie fishing has always been really, really good on it. It seems like the dedicated muskie fishermen are pretty good, too, about throwing back the ones that they shouldn't be keeping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most everybody throws back muskies now. You know, maybe 20 years ago, people kept more of them.
Sure.
But nowadays, there's a lot of more catch and release.
That's beautiful. All right, so for folks that are heading up in your direction, Todd, where will they find you guys with the landing?
Well, you know, we're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. We just got the big signs on 44. Follow them right on.
Yeah, it's really easy to find back by, back by the park, right?
Yep, pretty close.
That's right, brother. I know that area well. Todd, you have yourself a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up again with you next week.
All right, sounds good, Rick. Thanks.
All Out Marine, your experts at local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center Council boats want you to stop in to see their impressive showroom. Order your 2022 models now, and All Out Marine will get you ready for the spring fishing season. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Visit them on Highways 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer. Each and every week, we catch up with Pete Hupp from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. And I got to be honest with you, folks. Pretty soon, they are no longer going to call him Pete. They're just going to call him the Perch King, right?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. We had been getting limits here recently. We had 300 the other day and another 100 for the four clients yesterday. So, yeah, it's been really good.
Wow. Okay, so you've been on the Madison chain. Have you mostly been where? On Mendota or Monona or where?
We were on Mendota, and now we've been shifted over to Monona, and it's been good. We've been getting some walleyes, too, on rock humps, some legal fish, and, yeah, it's been a real good bite here as of recent.
So, Pete, when you're catching walleyes, are you literally trying to get them, or are you catching them while you're going after the perch?
You can get a few with the perch, but we not far from where we've been getting perch. There's a couple nice big rock humps that come up to, like, 25 feet out of the 65, and them walleyes are there early in the morning. So we'll start off, you know, give it an hour on the walleyes, and then we'll shift over to the perch, and you can definitely get multi-species within the same trip.
Have you had to make any kind of adjustments at all this year as far as the bait that you use, or is it pretty much standard?
It's been standard, kind of. We're using them pencil weights for the perch with either a small rocker or a small rat finky. We actually took out the owners of Custom Jigs and Spins and made a show here last Friday, and the rat finky, they make a lot of those older baits, but those older baits, they still work great. 50 years of them being around, they still work great underneath that pencil weight.
Fine. Now, what about when you go after walleyes?
Walleyes, we're using jigging wraps or like a shiver minnow, more of a minnow, heavier minnow bait. Acme made like a hyper rattle. All those type of minnow baits seem to get their attention, and then basically pounding the bottom and making them pin it to the bottom, making them kind of get aggressive and come and hit the bait.
You know, I got to believe, Pete, with as thick as the ice is in our southern Wisconsin lakes, that this this ice fishing season could go maybe longer than we've seen in a while.
Yes, I believe so. I think we might be into maybe mid to end of March here for sure because of lack of snow. It's still getting plenty cold at night and keeping that ice there. Little note, I know like Koshkonong, Mendota, Winnebago, some of them lakes, because we've had that warm and then cold, the heaves have dropped down and they've created open water. Once you have open water, then the wind will get at it. So, yeah, definitely use caution on really any lake because ice is never 100% safe. It can change overnight. So just pay attention when you're out there.
I thought it was really interesting, Pete. A week after you were on Lake Erie, I saw another story where a whole bunch of snowmobilers got stuck on Lake Erie just after you were there and went through the same situation by rescuing that guy.
Yep, Yep, exactly. And I know how they coined it, snowmobilers. Thankful they didn't blame it on fishermen, but no, I read the same story, and they called it all snowmobilers, but they were all fishermen out there that were stranded.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, you know, but what? When you're on a big lake like that that doesn't normally freeze over, you have to be on guard every single second you're out there.
Exactly, and just look for any slight change, any crack opening, and yeah, once you get a crack, it can change very fast.
I know you've been super busy taking people out, but you know, there might be room for somebody else to book you. How do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Damn Bait. The bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam, so stop on in and good luck.
All right. Hey, Pete, as always, we thank you for the update. You be safe out there. We'll talk next week.
Thanks a lot, Rick. We'll talk soon.
Tim and the gang over at Fishtails on Fox Lake always are ready and roaring to go with another great fishing report. Let us know what's happening up there. Tim, I know there was a fishery last weekend, and it sounds like you guys got another one coming up this weekend.
Well, we do. We have the last fishery of the year on Fox Lake takes place this Saturday. That's the charity's fishery, and the proceeds of that fishery are going to go down to revitalize our downtown park at the boat launch on Fox Lake. So the proceeds are going for a good cause. That fishery Saturday starts at, I believe that starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, runs till 2 o'clock, and that's run out of the boathouse, so you can get your tickets at the boathouse now up to the day of the fishery, Rick.
Excellent. You know, they are really popular fisheries up on Fox Lake, and it's too bad you guys don't have a crystal ball and are able to see, like, how long the ice is going to be around, because this is going to be one of those years, I have a feeling, where that ice is going to hang around with us a little longer.
Well, I went out ice fishing on Sunday afternoon, and I measured with a tape measure, and we had between 20 and 22 inches of ice in the jug on Fox Lake. So we had a day where it did melt. You know, Sunday was up in the 50s. We had a little water on the ice, but as you know, now we're taping this Wednesday morning. When I came in this morning, it was 5 degrees. So the ice is, you know, in very, very good shape. It froze up. We got a little snow on it now, so it took some of the slipperiness away. So we have some very, very good ice conditions, considering, Rick, that we're going to be hitting the 1st of March here next week. So this is some of the best ice we've had on Fox Lake in a long time. You know, we had good ice, hard ice. It was easy travel because we didn't have a lot of snow on the ice. So it was a very, very good year to get out there and utilize the lake.
Yeah, I love it when, you know, because we've, these last couple of years leading up to this year, have been so hit and miss. You know, you would get that ice in the beginning of December, and you'd get all excited, and then all of a sudden it would warm up again, and the ice would go away. And we kind of thought the same thing was going to happen again this year, but instead what ended up happening was once we got the ice and we didn't get any snow, boy, I'll tell you what, it built in a hurry.
It did. You know, we had some very cold temperatures, some single digits, zero weather, and when you don't have snow on the lake, it doesn't take long to put 12, 15 inches. So we were very fortunate. We had a very, very good year of as far as ice conditions on Fox Lake and our local lakes.
Yeah, it's been a great year, and I know talking to everybody else that I talked to, they've said the same thing. However, some of the bigger lakes right now, they are starting to see some of those ice heaves give way to some open water. So just kind of a friendly warning to anybody out there. What have you heard lately, Tim, about what people are catching on Fox Lake?
Well, you know, the bluegills are still biting in the jug that moves down in towards the golf course. Guys were out fishing this week. Now, we didn't have very good conditions this week, you know. On Tuesday, we had a bad ice storm. Monday, it was pretty windy. Hasn't been a lot of pressure on the lake this week, but the guys that did go out caught some nice bluegills. They're getting some northerns in the jug as well. I know some guys were getting a few walleyes down in the government marsh, down in the weed patch down there. So overall, ice fishing has been still pretty decent on Fox Lake.
That's what it's all about. Now, for folks that are making it up to Fox Lake, obviously the number one place they have to stop is Fishtails. Where will they find you guys, and what hours are you currently open?
No, we're right downtown Fox Lake. We're by the bridge. During the week, we open at 6 o'clock. We're open till 7 o'clock at night. On weekends, we open at 5 o'clock. So we're open 7 days a week here. Got all your bait that you need, fishing supplies, liquor, beer. We got everything you need here to go out and enjoy a day on the lake. And, you know, we got 2 weeks of game fishing left. So we got this weekend, and then, of course, on March 6th, at midnight, game fishing closes, so, and that's when ice shacks have to be off as well. So we got two good weekends of game fishing left. We're going to have some real good late fishing. You know, some of the best ice fishing of the year comes late when the water starts running down the holes, and that's some of the best pan fishing of the year. So we're looking with the weather. I looked the weather forecast out the next 10 days. We're still going to have some single digits at night, so we could very, very be ice fishing here, Rick, till the latter part of March.
Yeah, which is would be amazing with all the other times that we have dealt with in the last couple of years. Tim, as always, thanks so much for taking the time for us today. You have yourself a safe and a great weekend.
We'll talk to you next week, Rick.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41 and D at Allenton, and by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing.